Hello, good morning. My name is Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. This is going to be a very special show for you. It is, of course, the Champions League draw coming up for you very shortly. The last 16, first time Arsenal have been in this round of the Champions League since 2017, a long time since we've been in this draw. Well, the draw from 2016 into 2017. It's going to be quite exciting, isn't it? Let's see who we get. It's all going to be coming up the other side of this. So it's Champions League draw time coming up very, very shortly. The draw starts in about, the draw starts in 10 minutes. It won't start in 10 minutes, will it? Because they'll probably faff on for about half an hour before they even get down to it. But we will bring you all of the action as it takes place, of course, as they bring the draw through. We'll go through all the ties. Let me know in the comments who you would like to get. Personally, I'm not really that bothered, if I'm honest. I just think that whoever we get. We shouldn't be in the position that we're in, certainly for this round of last 16. We shouldn't necessarily be scared to face anybody. We're group winners, so we'll be playing a runner-up. Not necessarily that makes a lot of difference, but I do think it gives us an advantage. You know, we'll be home in the second leg. And I'm not looking through the potential teams that we can get. I'm not overly concerned about any of them. If we play to our maximum level over those two games, I think we can beat all the teams that we could potentially get in this round. I'm not saying we can beat every team in the competition and go on and win it yet, but certainly for this next round, I feel pretty confident that whoever we get will have a great chance of winning. Obviously, there's some teams not as favourable as others, I suppose, but, you know, PSG are probably one of the top teams that's finished second, I guess. Would we be bothered about playing them? I certainly wouldn't. You know, I think we could beat them over two legs. I watched their two games against Newcastle. And, you know, on aggregate, Newcastle would have beaten them, actually, wouldn't they? So there's no reason why we couldn't do the same. So I'm not really bothered about anybody, really. Steve says, hi, Richard, do you want to draw? Like I said, I'm not really bothered, mate, honestly. I think we can beat anybody that we could potentially get in this round. So let's just bring it on. You know, let's bring it on. Let's see who we get. So basically then, the teams that we could get, we'll just run through that for you. So obviously we could get Copenhagen, Napoli, Lazio, Leipzig, Porto, Paris, Saint-Germain, Inter Milan, we can't get PSV because they was in our group. So they're the teams we can get. So Copenhagen, Napoli, Lazio, Leipzig, Porto, Paris, or Inter Milan. So there we could get any of those teams we can get in this draw. And I say I'm not overly concerned about any of them, to be honest. You know, if you're looking at decent trip into Europe, I suppose Paris would be decent, wouldn't it? In February time, that wouldn't be a bad draw to get, would it? Leipzig could be all right. I wouldn't mind facing them. Obviously, the two Italian teams, Lazio or Napoli. Napoli are a good side, but I wouldn't be frightened of playing them. Copenhagen, of course, did knock Manchester United out, but I wouldn't have any problems about if we drew them. Porto, we've played them plenty of times in Europe before. And Inter Milan, three Italian teams actually. Inter Milan, yeah, I wouldn't mind any of them. I'm not that bothered. I really am not that bothered. Actually, I think we can beat any of them or all of them. Obviously, you look at the group winners, then suddenly that becomes a different matter, doesn't it? And that's when you get later into the competition when we may have to face some of those. But we'll worry about that as and when that happens. But at this moment in time, for this particular round, I'm not fussed. I'm not fussed who we get. Not really. An Italian team would be nice, maybe, wouldn't it? Nice trip to Italy, maybe in the spring, would be cool. But yeah, let's see what happens. I mean, I say the draw is due to start in about five. Well, the draw's not going to start in 5 minutes. The coverage of the draw will start in 5 minutes. My guess is that they're gonna faff on for ages until we get anywhere with it. But anyway, let's see. Who do you guys want then, or who do you want to avoid? I don't think we need to worry about anybody personally. That's my feeling on it. I know you guys might think differently, but, you know, if we're Arsenal and we're a serious club and we want to be taken seriously in the Champions League, we've won our group, we should be looking forward to this draw wherever we get and think, right, this is a great opportunity for us to go through to the next round. And I'm sure it will be. But let's see how the draw pans out for everybody, not just us, of course. You know, it's we're worried about who we get, or not worried, we're interested in who we get. And let's see, you know, Man City obviously are still in it as well, aren't they? So we'll see who they get as well. Just the two English clubs through. I mean, I'm quite surprised about that, actually. You know, when everyone says how strong the Premier League is, and half of our Champions League qualifiers didn't even make it into the Europa League, let alone staying in the Champions League. I mean, it's incredible, really, isn't it? Manchester United and Newcastle were slightly unfortunate, you could say, but they still out of Europe completely. Manchester United made a total pig's ear of their group, didn't they? How they managed to finish bottom of that group, I don't know. when you look at how well they defended yesterday against Liverpool, for example, and then you look at all the goals they conceded in the Champions League group, it doesn't, the two of those things don't really seem to add up to me, do they? But that's just the way it's gone, hasn't it? So, but yeah, it's a bit of a shock, isn't it, that only two of the English teams are through. But let's see what this Champions League brings. I mean, of course, we've never won the Champions League. We know that. Our record in European competitions in general is really poor for a club of our size. You know, we've got to be probably the biggest club in European football never to have won the Champions League or the European Cup. We must be. You know, when you look at some of the other teams that's won it in history, you know, even English teams, Nottingham Forest, for example, you know, they've won two European Cups. It's incredible when you think that a team of Arsenal's stature in world football has yet to win one, and only two European trophies in our whole history. I mean, it's really, really poor, isn't it? And I've never really understood why, because we've had great teams in the past. Of course we have. You know, we know we've had opportunities to have won this Champions League. You know, 2004, we remember the quarterfinal defeat to Chelsea. If we'd won that game, as we should have done, you know, the draw would have really opened up for us, wouldn't it? And we could potentially have won that. That was the year Porto won it, of course. And of course, 2006 in the final against Barcelona. And it wasn't even the greatest Barcelona team, was it? That was our big chance, wasn't it? You know, we led 1-0 for a lot of that game with 10 men. Couldn't quite hold on. But yeah, I mean, will we ever win the Champions League? I don't know. It's the one thing, isn't it, that's hanging over us a little bit, isn't it? It's the one thing that's really hanging over us. The only thing really that any of our rivals can pick on in our history and say, oh, you know, that's the one thing Arsenal haven't won. And yeah, we can't do anything about that until we win it, I suppose. Steve says, yeah, we should have won it in 2006. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we should have done. Yeah, it was in the final. But that was a season, actually, when I never, looking at the injuries that we had that season, you know, Ashley Cole was out and, you know, we had a lot of injuries through that season. And the run that we had to the final was a bit unexpected, really, wasn't it? Some of those results were incredible, wasn't they? When we beat Juventus in the quarterfinal, you know, it was just, you know, we won at Real Madrid, didn't we, as well? And, you know, those games were exceptional, weren't they? So to get to the final that year was a bit unexpected. And to be honest with you, it'd be the same this year, wouldn't it? I think that if we was to reach the final this year, the fact we've not been in the Champions League for so long would be, to me, it'd be a shock, actually. It'd be a bit of a shock if we went to the final this year. But who knows? You look at the teams, and even the group winners, you know, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, Man City, Real Sociedad, Dortmund and Barcelona. They're the group winners, and Arsenal, of course. You know, you even look at them and you think, well, yeah, okay, a lot of these have been in Europe for the Champions League. I mean, for a number of years, you know, they've all won the trophy and stuff like that, most of them. And you think to yourself, you know, that would be difficult. But I don't look at any of those teams and think we couldn't beat them over two legs. I'm not saying we will beat them, but there's no one I look at and think we've got no chance of beating them. I just think the only thing against us is the fact that we haven't played in the Champions League for such a long time, and it would be a massive ask, wouldn't it? We've still got a reasonably young team. We've got a young manager, and, you know, have we got enough about us? When you look at how we've done in the Europa League in the last few seasons, we haven't really made too much impression on that competition. So it makes you think, have we got the capabilities to go on and win the Champions League or even get to a final at this moment in time? I'm not convinced that we do. But certainly when you look at the quality in our team and you look at the other teams in there, there's no reason why we couldn't. Anyway, the draw is sort of starting. Well, it isn't starting, but the preliminary stuff is starting. So we will be getting the draw for you very, very shortly. We better turn the sound down a little bit, just because if we don't, we might get shut down. You know what YouTube like. So we'll turn it down a little bit. But they're going to be waffling on for ages anyway. We know that. So we'll obviously, once the draw starts to happen, once the balls go in the pot and all that kind of stuff, we'll get excited then, won't we? And see how it works out. But you know, this it's all a faff, isn't it? But of course, the good news is, from in a certain degree, is of course the final of the Champions League this year is going to be at Wembley, isn't it? So you know, that's. See, I don't know if it's good or bad. I personally think it's. I think it's a good thing. I'd like Arsenal to be in the final at Wembley, but a Champions League final, you kind of want it to be in Europe, don't you? I mean, yes, obviously Wembley is in Europe technically, but. You know what I mean? In a different country, because it's part of what the European experience is about, isn't it? Yeah, almost makes it more like a domestic finals. I mean, imagine if it was Arsenal versus Man City, for example, in the final. That wouldn't it? It'd be like an FA Cup final, wouldn't it? Rather than a Champions League final. I suppose it just depends really, but just to be there would be great. And obviously it's going to be maybe easier to be able to get to. Say, for example, our last European final in Baku was an absolute drama to try and get to, whereas obviously one at Wembley wouldn't be, would it? So it's got swings and roundabouts with it, hasn't it, I guess? But let's not worry too much about the final yet. Let's get through this next round and see who we get first and get through this next round before we can start thinking too far ahead. I don't want to necessarily think too far ahead about where we might end up being in the final or not. So let's see. But they're just going through all the different teams at the moment, showing a few highlights from the team getting through the group stage, all the different teams that's obviously in the draw. So we'll see. They've already done a little bit on Arsenal, a couple of goals from our group stage games. I mean, in the end, the group was quite easy, wasn't it, for us? We won it quite easily in the end. We suffered that one defeat, of course, away at Lons, and then the last game of draw at PSV, and we'd already qualified. So the away record wasn't great. That's my concern. You know, the three away games, one win, one draw, one defeat, didn't fill me with a lot of confidence. But I think the circumstances need to be taken into account. Like that last game, we'd already won the group, we'd already qualified. Was the intensity going to be the same? If we'd needed a result in PSV, if we needed to win, could we have gone there and won? Yes, I think potentially we could have done. So you know, I'm not necessarily overly concerned about that, but it is something to think about, isn't it? You know, only one win in the three away games. Obviously, we're going to be strong at home against anybody. Our record at the Emirates in the last couple of seasons has been really, really strong, although we did, of course, get knocked out of the Europa League at the Emirates last season, didn't we, on away goals, funnily enough. No, on penalties, wasn't it? It was level on away goals. It was two all in each game, wasn't it? It was on penalties we got knocked out. But yeah, I mean, at home, we're generally strong and we need to take advantage of our home leg. And the fact is, in this round, we're going to be at home second. And I think that's an advantage. Go away, get a decent result, a draw, or even a one-goal defeat if you score. A 2-1 defeat away from home in a two-legged European tie in the first leg isn't a disaster, is it? Because a 1-0. Oh, no, there's no away goals anymore, is there, actually? So you just need to get a draw away from home, don't you? Anyway, they're going to be putting all the balls into the pots very shortly by the look of it, which is going to be quite exciting, isn't it? But they're gonna make a show of it. Of course they are. It's a big event, isn't it? Champions League draw for the last 16. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah, they're just having a little chat on at the minute. The guys in the suits, the UEFA suits. So we'll see. We're going to be getting going very shortly, though, aren't we? And we're going to be seeing how this works out. See who we get. I mean, well. It's going to be, it's exciting, isn't it? I say the last time we were in this this draw was in December 2016, actually, wasn't it? Ahead of the 2016-2017 kind of season. So it's been quite exciting, isn't it? To be in this draw again, the Champions League. It's not something that that we've been in at all, have we, for a long time. And it's you know, we've had a decent campaign so far. We did what we had to do, won the group. And that's all you can pretty much do, isn't it? And then it's given us a slight advantage, obviously, in this draw, isn't it? Because I say we're going to play a runner-up, we finish runners-up, and secondly, we do get to be at home in the second leg. And I think being at home in the second leg is really important, isn't it? So let's have a look and see how this goes, shall we? Because this is going to be potentially really, really good. So we're going to get going with the draw very soon, hopefully, once they go through all the faff that they do at the beginning to get everything set up for the draw. So I said, what we'll do actually is we'll just go through again the teams that we can potentially draw today: Copenhagen, Napoli, Lazio, Leipzig, Inter Milan, Paris Saint-Germain, or Porto. We are going to get one of those teams in this draw, which will be starting very, very soon. So, you know, it is exciting, isn't it? It is definitely exciting. And they've got John Terry here on the screen. Is John Terry going to be one of the people doing the draw? Obviously, he did win the Champions League, didn't he, with Chelsea, as we know. So maybe he's going to be picking one of the teams out of the hat. He was a Champions League winner in 2012, John Terry, of course he was. It still irritates me that Chelsea have won the Champions League before we did, and Man City, of course, now as well. It is John Terry's going to be pulling out the draw. So that's interesting, isn't it? Especially as Chelsea aren't even in it. But anyway, John Terry's going to be doing one of the. I don't know if he's going to be pulling out the home. I know it's not home and away, is it? It's group winners and group runners up, I suppose, really, isn't it? It's not like an FA Cup draw. But they're just going to talk about that for a while now. So John Terry's on there anyway. So John Terry's going to be doing some of the draw here today. So we're going to have a look and see how that goes. Oh, he's a special guest, it says. I don't know quite how he's managed to wangle his way to getting this gig. But anyway, it is what it is, I suppose. But yeah, so we're going to be getting going with this draw very, very soon, actually, which is it. It's going to be good, isn't it? But we know what it's like. Whenever it comes to these situations, it's always they just faff on for hours, don't they, before we get going. There's obviously representatives from all of the clubs in the audience there. Obviously, they'll be working out the money side of things, no doubt, because this is what it's all about, essentially, isn't it? Of course, next season's Champions League is going to be very different, isn't it? The group stage is going to be very different to this year. One big pot of teams, the top eight go through, and then the next eight have to play off, well, the next 16 play off, don't they? It's all a load of faff, really. But it is, as we said, it's just all about money, isn't it? That's all it's about these days. I must admit, my interest in the Champions League isn't generally that great, I've got to be honest. The fact we've not been in it for years, I've not really watched it. Yes, I watch the finals potentially. Sometimes I've watched a few of them, but I think it's all about money. And I'm only interested now because we're in it and we've never won it. That's the thing, isn't it? I think once we win the Champions League, whenever that happens to be, if we ever win it, then for me, my interest in it will probably disappear. I want to see us win it, obviously, because we've never won it before, and it's a big, massive miss from our trophies. It's the only thing we've ever won. So I think we're going to be getting going in a minute. Anyway, we've got some guy here, Hedstuk, Tobias Hedstuk, whoever he is. He's some sort of person from UEFA that is taking hold of this draw. And of course, it's called London 2024 is what it's called, because the final, of course, is at Wembley. So yeah, we'll see later on. I'm not thinking too far ahead at the minute, just because, you know, it's too far away, really. Let's just get through this next round. You know, let's get it one round at a time through. That's what we need to do. I'm not thinking any further ahead than that. I just think it's dangerous to do that anyway, isn't it, in any competition? It's exciting to be in this draw, isn't it? I'm looking forward to seeing who we get when they finally get around to getting those balls out of the... or getting the balls into the pot. Well, they're not really balls, are they? They put a thing out, don't they, that says the name of the team on it. Now, I've not watched the Champions League draw for ages, obviously, because we've not been in it. I watched the women's one last year. Because the women aren't in the Champions League this year either, are they? So one day we'll have both the men and the women in the Champions League at the same time again. It's been a long time since that's been the case, but I'm sure it will be happening soon. So anyway, let's see what's happening here. And they've got everything in the pots, actually, which is good, isn't it? Because if you remember, there's only certain teams you can draw, certain teams you can't draw. You can't draw a team from your own nation in this round. So, you know, we couldn't draw Man City anyway, obviously, because they won the group. But we wouldn't have been able to draw Man City anyway if we come second, because you can't draw a team from your own group, from your own country at this stage. So there's actually three Spanish teams were group winners, which is quite interesting, isn't it? And three Italian teams are runners-up. Of course, two English teams are group winners as well. And you've obviously got France, Germany, Portugal, Netherlands are also represented as well. Not really a European competition as such, is it, when there's so few countries actually represented? Anyway, we're going to be getting going now. So they're picking out a runner-up. Well, John Terry's going to actually pick out the first runner-up. So John Terry is going to get hold of one of these little footballs and open it up and see who it's going to be. This is the first team out of the draw. John Terry is going to open this little ball and let us know who the runner-up is that's been picked first. And the first runner-up is Porto, FC Porto. So let's see. We could potentially get them, of course. We could potentially get Porto. So let's see. So they're taking out, obviously, they're putting in the balls of the clubs, the potential clubs that could be drawn against Porto. We are, of course, one of those. Let's see if we get a trip to Portugal or not. So they're putting all those into the group winners. John Terry's going to pick this one as well. So let's see who's got Porto. Which of the group winners has got Porto? Is it Arsenal or will it be somebody else? Let's have a look. And John Terry opens it up and it is Arsenal. There you go. We have drawn out first. Arsenal are playing Porto. Edu is there. Doesn't have much emotion on his face after that. The Porto representative doesn't look too impressed with that. But it's Porto against Arsenal. Of course, we played Porto so many times, haven't we, in the past. That is quite incredible, actually, isn't it? But anyway, so there you go. So it is. I'll put it on the screen, actually. There we go. FC Porto versus Arsenal. There you go. So that is the draw then. Napoli were the next runners up out. Who are Napoli going to draw against? Let's have a look and see. So Napoli, they can pretty much play anybody now except Arsenal, can't they? Because there's no other Italian team that won a group. So let's see who they get. Of course, Manchester City is a potential opponent for Napoli. Let's see who gets drawn out to play Napoli in the second tie. Let's have a look there. So see who that is. It is Barcelona. So Napoli versus Barcelona. Wow, okay. That's interesting, isn't it? So Napoli-Barcelona is match two. Barcelona representative said they don't look too impressed with that, did they? Seemed a reasonable draw. Now, this is the next runner-up then coming out now. Let's have a look who this is. John Terry's doing a great job here, actually. He's doing a great job. And that is PSG. So PSG are the next team out. I bet they get Man City. I've just got this feeling PSG are going to get Man City. I don't know why. Steve says, is that good? Well, I mean, it's all right. I think we can beat Porto over two legs. Pretty confident that we can. So anyway, it's Paris. Paris Saint-Germain. And who are they going to be playing in the next round? I've got a feeling it might be Man City. That's just a feeling that I've got. But we'll see. They're sorting out their balls now into this pot. And John Terry is about to pull him out. Let's see who Paris Saint-Germain gets. They've already faced English opposition in the Champions League this year in Newcastle. Who are they going to get? Is it going to be Man City? John Terry is about to let us know. Oh, it's Real Sociedad. So it's Paris against Real Sociedad is the next tie that's been drawn. That's quite an interesting kind of matchup there, isn't it? Could be quite an interesting couple of games here, actually. That could be good. So let's see who the next... we're nearly halfway through, actually, aren't we? This is going to be match four. It's to see who the next runner-up is to be drawn out of this particular pot. It's Inter Milan. So Inter Milan are the next team out. And, of course, Manchester City are still in the draw. They haven't been pulled out yet. So are they going to face Manchester City, potentially? It could be Manchester City, Borussia Dortmund, Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, or Bayern Munich. They had a winners left to be pulled out to face Inter Milan in match four. Let's see. Manchester City are still in there. They've not been pulled out yet. It's a little bit disappointing when you're pulled out first, isn't it? Because it kind of makes the rest of the draw a little bit of an anti-climax. Anyway, let's see who Inter Milan are going to play Inter Milan are playing Atletico Madrid. Okay, that's an interesting game, isn't it? Inter Milan against Atletico Madrid. That could be fun. So that is match day 4. So we're halfway through the draw. Porto versus Arsenal, Napoli versus Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain versus Real Sociedad, and Inter Milan versus Atletico Madrid. So they're your first four ties. We're halfway through this draw now, and we've got some good ties there. Let's see who the next runner-up to be drawn out is. The next runner-up is PSV Eindhoven, of course, who runs up in our group. So they're the next team. So I wonder if they'll play Man City. You'd imagine Man City would beat them fairly comfortably. Although, I mean, they're unbeaten in their domestic league, but I would imagine that Man City wouldn't have too many problems beating them. So we shall see which group winner it is. It's either going to be Bayern, Real Madrid, Man City or Dortmund are going to be playing PSV in the last 16. Let's have a look. John Terry is doing a great job today. Well done, John Terry. I'm proud of you, son. You're doing great. Let's see who he pulls out here. It's Borussia Dortmund. So PSV against Borussia Dortmund. That's quite an interesting tie as well, isn't it, actually? PSV v Borussia Dortmund in that's match 5. So we're getting down to Wolves. The last couple of games now with 3 more to go. So 3 more runners up, Copenhagen, Lazio and Leipzig. Who is John Terry going to pull out for this particular game? Let's have a look and see. And it is Lazio. So it's Lazio next. Oh, Man City, Lazio would be interesting, wouldn't it? So Lazio are the next team out. They can get Bayern, Real Madrid or Manchester City. They are the 3 left that they can get. So let's see. Obviously, John Terry is going to be picking that one very shortly. It's Bayern Munich. It is Bayern Munich. So Lazio against Bayern Munich is that particular tie there. And they didn't actually draw that one out. Was that because... was it to do with the group that they were in? Oh, of course it was, yeah. So then we've got Copenhagen next. I bet Man City get Copenhagen, actually. They always get an easy draw, don't they? I mean, Copenhagen are probably the weakest team in this, to be fair. And they can get... in fact, no, Copenhagen would have to get Manchester City, wouldn't they? Yeah, so Copenhagen have got Manchester City because of the group. Yeah, so Copenhagen versus Manchester City. So we know the last game is going to be Leipzig against Real Madrid. That is going to be the final tie. So we'll just run through them all again here. So this is how the last 16 is for the Champions League. It's Porto against Arsenal, Napoli against Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain against Real Sociedad, Inter Milan against Atletico Madrid, PSV Eindhoven against Borussia Dortmund, Lazio against Bayern Munich, FC Copenhagen against Manchester City, and Leipzig against Real Madrid. So there we go. What are we making at then? That's sounding pretty good, isn't it? Exciting draw. Obviously, from Arsenal perspective, I think Porto is a good tie for us, really. I think we can beat them over 2 legs. I'm not overly concerned about playing them. I think that it's a decent draw for us. The rest of it's what it is, isn't it? Man City got the easiest one against Copenhagen. You kind of felt they would, the holders, of course. But doesn't matter at this stage, does it? You know, this is a good round to be in, obviously, but it's going to be the quarterfinals next week. It's going to get really interesting, isn't it? Should we get for, are they doing that draw now as well for what the potential quarterfinals would be as well? Are they doing that one? I don't know if they're doing that. They used to, didn't they? They used to do the 2 together, didn't they? They still do that. So I've not watched one of these draws for ages. Because obviously we've not been in it for ages. I don't know if they are. Hang on and wait and see, because they might be, which could be quite interesting, just to see who we would potentially get if we do get through. Greg says, let's do it the hard way and get PSG. Well, we've got Porto, my friend. We have got Porto, which is fine. Oh, no, that's it. They're not doing a quarterfinal yet there. So the quarterfinal will have its own draw, I'm assuming. Then, because they used to do them together, didn't they? They used to do this round and the next round together. So you knew who you would get if you won through. So they're not doing that this time. So they've finished the draw. So I'll just run through all the ties again for you. The first one out was Porto versus Arsenal, which is good. Then Napoli versus Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain versus Real Sociedad, Inter Milan versus Atletico Madrid, PSV Eindhoven versus Borussia Dortmund, Lazio versus Bayern Munich, FC Copenhagen against Manchester City. They get the easy draw again. And Leipzig against Real Madrid. So that's right. What do we make of Porto? Are we happy with that, guys? I am. I'll say I wasn't overly concerned before we started who we might get. I think we can beat any of them. So I'm not overly fussed. And yeah, you know, we've got Porto. We'll take Porto. That's perfectly fine. I think we can get through that over 2 legs. Definitely. I don't think there's any question of that for me. really, really confident we can do it. And yeah, let's get it done. And then, you know, it's going to get interesting after that, isn't it? When you get down to the last eight of a European competition, that's when it gets really exciting, isn't it? But looking at the ties there, who do you think is going to go through? So Arsenal, Porto, we'd imagine Arsenal go through. Napoli, Barcelona, you'd say probably favourites to go through there. I think Paris Saint-Germain against Real Sociedad is quite an interesting one. Obviously, if Paris get their act together, but Sociedad have had a good group stage, that's going to be quite difficult to call. I think maybe Paris Saint-Germain will probably go through there, actually. Inter Milan against Atletico Madrid, I think Atletico Madrid will go through there. PSV v Dortmund, I think Dortmund will go through. Having seen PSV play in our group, I think Dortmund will beat them. Lazio versus Bayern, again, I think Bayern Munich will beat Lazio. Most of the group winners, I think, are going to go through here. Obviously, Copenhagen, Man City, you'd imagine Man City will go through there without too many problems. And Real Madrid should get past Leipzig. So I think the group winners are probably going to go through here, I think. Apart from, I say, the only one that's maybe in a slight doubt is PSV against Sociedad. You know, potentially that could be the one where the runners-up, which was Paris, maybe go through. I think the group winners will go through elsewhere. And then, I mean, that draw for the quarterfinals would be interesting, then, wouldn't it? If we're through, along with teams like Barcelona and Atletico Madrid, Bayern Munich, Man City, Dortmund, Real Madrid, I mean, wow, that's when the Champions League for me really kicks in. And that's when it's going to be really exciting, isn't it, to see exactly what our chances are going to be of progressing and going through. I think Porto's a good draw for us. I'm happy with that. I think we can beat them. I think we can go through. And I think that we've got a great chance there. So let's enjoy that particular draw. And then, you know, let's not think too far ahead, as I said before. Let's just get through the next round, which is this one. And if we do that, then, you know, let's see who the draw brings us in the quarterfinal. And I'm happy with that. Porto, we're away first, as we knew we would be. So let's go over to Porto. We've played Porto a few times, haven't we, in the Champions League over the years. We've had some good results against them before. I can remember, was it a 5-0 victory at the Emirates we beat them once? Didn't we? Nicholas Bentner score a hat-trick. I'm sure that was Porto, wasn't it? You know, I remember Sol Campbell scoring in the away leg in that particular year. That's when he came back for his second spell, wasn't it? And he scored against Porto. We lost the first leg and then we beat him 5-0. I'm sure it was 5-0 something at the Emirates, wasn't it? I was at that game, actually. I'm sure it was 5-0. And we've played them a few times. Did we beat them on penalties once as well, Porto? I think we might have done. But that's an interesting game, isn't it? It's a nice trip, isn't it? You know, Portugal. Portugal in February time. It's going to be nice, isn't it? It'll be a bit warmer than London, so that'll be cool. It's a good draw. It's a team I think we can beat over the two legs. So let's get it done. So there you go, then. That is your Champions League last 16 draw, then. Really, really exciting stuff, isn't it? So DMD says Porto versus Arsenal. Yeah, Porto, I'm happy with that. I'm reasonably happy with that. I mean, I wouldn't have been unhappy with anything, really, looking at all the teams that we could have got. Yes, Paris would have potentially been the hardest one. But again, you know, they didn't impress me too much in the two games against Newcastle. Inter Milan could have been tricky. Napoli, Lazio, any of the Italian teams would have been tricky, but I didn't have any issues playing them. Obviously, Copenhagen would have been the easiest one, I suppose. But if a team's got through to the last 16 of the Champions League, they're going to be all right, aren't they? DMB says, yeah, any games are testing the Champions League. Exactly, yeah. I mean, this is what I said before. I'm not going to be frightened or scared of anybody that we play, because to me, it's like, well, if you want to be serious about going far in the Champions League or potentially getting to the final winning it, you're going to have to beat some good teams along the way, aren't you? You can't just rely on an easy draw all the way through, because the Champions League doesn't work like that. If we get through this round, we look at the potential teams in the quarterfinals. It's tough, isn't it? Teams with a lot of Champions League experience, Champions League winners, you know, and stuff like that. It's going to be really tough, isn't it? So, yeah, all we can do is we can just go out there, do this job, get Porto beat, and then move on from there. Steve says, thanks, Richard. See you. So, yes, my friend, take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on, obviously, the next show. So yeah, let's get this round one, move on and go from there. That's all we can do, isn't it? I don't want to think too far ahead, but yeah, it's going to be tough, isn't it? It's going to be to win the Champions League. The reason why it took Man City all those years to win it last year. The reason why we've never won it, you know, even when we were such a dominant team, you know, even Manchester United, when they were dominating in the 90s, they only won it once then, didn't they? It was late. Obviously, they've won it since then as well. But, you know, it's tough to win the Champions League. So, you know, and it's very tough to win the Champions League and still be challenging for your league title as well. You know, I know Man City did it last year, but it's not easy in the Premier League, is it, to win the Premier League and go all the way in the Champions League? It's a big ask, especially with our squad depth that I don't think we, you know, Man City have maybe got the depth to be able to rotate their squad more when it comes to these games later on in the season. When you're challenging for the title, you've got massive games in the Premier League, and then you, in between, you've got these Champions League games. Man City have got the squad to rotate. We don't really. We don't have that option, as we've seen. You know, we don't rotate. We didn't even rotate in the group stage, did we? So it's a lot to ask of this team. Given a choice, what would we rather win? Which tournament would we rather win out of the two? I look at it and think, well, you know what? We've never won the Champions League. That would be fantastic. But we haven't won the Premier League for 20 years either. So, you know, anyway, let's not think too far ahead. We've got this draw. It's Porto. We need to get past Porto now over two legs. I'm confident we can. I'm confident we will. And then we can reconvene for the quarterfinal draw in a few months' time and see where we are. But no, that's a good draw. I'm happy with that. So just quickly, before we finish, I'll just run through the ties again. Porto versus Arsenal, Napoli versus Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain v Real Sociedad, Inter Milan versus Atletico Madrid, PSV Eindhoven versus Borussia Dortmund, Lazio versus Bayern Munich, FC Copenhagen versus Manchester City. They get the easy one. And Leipzig versus Real Madrid. So there's your Champions League last 16 draw. Great stuff. Thank you very much for joining me today. And I say, you know, looking forward to the Champions League. Of course, it's a big week for Arsenal. The game against Liverpool on Saturday evening. That is a massive game, isn't it? Third, isn't it? Liverpool. No, Liverpool's second, aren't they? Because they went above Villa yesterday. So it's first against second, of course. There was quite a famous game when Arsenal and Liverpool played each other at Anfield with the being top two in the league. That was a few years ago, wasn't it? I wonder if we can get a similar result on Saturday. What I'm going to hopefully do is there'll be a show in the week, a Liverpool preview memories show. What I want to do is I want to do a show looking back at some memories of Liverpool against Arsenal games over the years, because there's been so many great games between the clubs. So I want to get some guests on to do that, hoping to get a Liverpool fan on as well, talk about their memories. Their memories will be slightly different to ours, I'm sure. So we'll look forward to that. One night this week, we'll get that show for you. Of course, on Saturday, Friday, we've got the Arsenal Women's Show, the end of year review. So we'll be looking back on 2023 with the guys. So that's going to be good. Half past seven on Friday. And of course, Saturday, 5:15, I'll be here for the game against Liverpool. Liverpool versus Arsenal, the top two in the Premier League. Big, big game. Big as they come, that, isn't it? It's going to be so exciting. So join me for that as well. And then we may squeeze in, we probably won't squeeze. That'll probably be our last show before Christmas, I would have thought. Just because obviously that's the 23rd of December Saturday, isn't it? And then Christmas Eve's on Sunday. And of course, after that, we'll be back for what was a Boxing Day game, but now it's been put out to the 28th of December for West Ham. So we'll obviously be here for that one as well. One or two other bits and bobs probably coming up. But yeah, so that's that for today. Then Arsenal have drawn Porto in the last 16 of the Champions League. We look forward to that. Loads of more great stuff to come in between now and then, of course, as well. Arsenal top of the Premier League. Great Champions League draw. It's exciting times moving into 2024, isn't it? We've got a Liverpool game to come first. So join me for that. Thank you very much for watching, guys. Take it easy. Come on, you Gunners. Come on, you Gunners. Let's beat Porto. Go from there. Ciao, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.